This is CBS Eye in the World. I'm John Batchelor with Gregory Copley, telling a rich story of the Nile River in the 21st century. Once upon a time, the Nile River, Egypt, was the breadbasket of the Roman Empire. Yes, that's how important this was. 2,000 years later, it's not the breadbasket, to make the foolish remark. It's becoming a basket case, unless and until NATO. However, back in Brussels, meanwhile, Gregory, back in Brussels, NATO, through several voices, has declared that China and Russia together are adversaries to NATO. Did they just grow the mission into a new Cold War? How to regard this? I don't want to go backwards to the Cold War. It was inadequate. But in declaring China and Russia, that sounds a whole lot like Mao's China and the Soviets, is it?
Well, it's a very ill-considered new document, this new Atlantic Charter, which Washington basically raised with NATO, and it looks like a new mission and clad in new clothes. But the reality is that it's ill-conceived. As you say, it takes us back to a Cold War mentality. It also takes us back to the situation where the U.S. and NATO are driving Russia back into the arms of the People's Republic of China, when what is clearly the strategic imperative is to divide Russia from the People's Republic of China, just as Nixon did in 1972 with his visit to Beijing and the visit to Mao. So what we're seeing now is we're creating a unified block of two great Eurasian powers who basically don't like each other and have great strategic rivalries of their own. And yet NATO is going to force them together. It's ill-considered. It's naive. It's in fact, in a word, it's childish.
And in creating Russia and China's adversaries, does that mean that you're either with us or against us? Let's go to your native Australia. Is Australia obliged now to choose between these two? It's at odds with China profoundly, but I don't recall Moscow and Canberra trading sharp words, do they?
Well, not lately, not since the end of the Cold War, although that has happened. There have been differences between the post-Soviet Russia and Australia on a number of issues, particularly the downing of that aircraft alleged to be by Russia over Ukraine some years ago. But the reality is that Australia will choose the Western bloc. It'll choose the US and Britain and the European Union over Moscow and Beijing. So that's a given. But the real concern is what does it do to the Central Asian states, which were anxious to create an independent union of their own among the five stands and added to which Azerbaijan and the like, to be able to trade with the world down either through the Indian Ocean or across Azerbaijan.
That was the vision. You and I have both traveled to Central Asia, and they still have that vision on their wall. They're going to be part of the world because they're east, west, and north, south.
Correct. And what this new deal might do is to enable Moscow and Beijing to say to the Central Asian states, well, look, clearly you're going to be vulnerable and left out.
Gregory, you've got to promise me you'll write about this so we can talk about it at length. Because NATO's just declared Russia and China are the enemy. There's another word for it, adversary. Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. We're back to the future between NATO and its opponent. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.